Deck your home with Blinds.com. La 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 la. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Early Bird Special. Awad, Brother Awad must have been, I don't know, must have been a speaking engagement. Maybe Awad had a TED Talk. You know, he's been hanging out with Chris Russell, who our own celebrity, but Army Navy in town. He's been wrapped up all week, tied up with the Whale. But, you know, we can do the AM deal, midday deal. We do it all. Whatever called on, duty calls, Army Navy in town. Max, have you been to one? Have you? What's your experience with the classic?
So I'm not from a military family, and I haven't really gotten a huge chance to go. But every year I tune in, every year I root hard, every year it's a good time.
Yeah, put it on your bucket list.
Of course,
it's a must. I can't put it in words. Been lucky enough to have done three of them in the booth, and it's just. Words cannot explain it. It puts it all together in understanding when guys go out and play this game just because they love tackle football. And you can throw all the... it's magnificent. And guts and glory and the stadium, the look, the unis will be unique. It really is something special. So shout out to the Rooster. And really the station deserves really a fun bunch high five for all the attention that it has, you know, being on site, Radio Row, all those things. You don't have to do that, but they did it. And I appreciate that because this means a lot. The people that make the ultimate sacrifice for us so that we can sit on and argue on talk radio, that does not come without a cost. And so to the men and women that make that ultimate sacrifice, man, when you want to go out and scrap it up and go to battle, you know, we love it. And the fact that for them, football's a break. It's the easiest thing they do in their day. Can you get over that? It's the easiest thing they do. And they love it. And I just love, you know, sharing that. 1-800-636-1067 is our number. And I'm happy to get back to, what's your summary of the bye week? We needed it. I'm going to just throw my thing in there. We needed it, but I am so eager to get back to football. What about you?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to kind of getting back, seeing Lattimore play. That's really the highlight for me this week. But yeah, I hope the bye week was restful for the team. I hope that everybody was kind of able to lock in and get ready for this final stretch here.
Yeah, it's restful. It's also got to be instructional, which it was. You could tell just listening to DQ and Joe Witt Jr. and the station, 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, did a great job all week. The guys, boots on the ground, giving you the sound. Hoffman, and you know, did a great. I mean, it's just, we need that link. You got to be able to hear from the people that are there. I thought Grant and Danny's, again, I keep the Eckler, man. This dude, if you don't hear him, I mean, I know he's on IR, I know he's mending, but his insight, his perspective, if you want to get a feel for the team, it's awesome. It was rumored, but again, you just, in time it'll come out. And we'll see what happens. The most encouraging thing, which, you know, when you don't, when I heard that there was a chance we may get one of our captains back, especially on the D-line, once I was made aware that it was not a, it was a partial tear, not a total tear, when John Allen was injured initially, that gives you the possibility. It doesn't mean it'll happen, but it makes it possible that if it's just down to the work part, count John in, because he'll do all the work. But, and there's a chance, and that's all you want. And John Kime reported on that. There's a chance. You know what it beats? It beats not having a chance. And you can always use a stud on your defensive line. And a guy who would be hungry, having been on the teams he's been on since he's been here, you think he, if he has a chance, even if it's an outside chance, man, count on him. But that's down the road. And right now, my focus is New Orleans. I'm not as freaked out as I was against Dallas. And by freaked out, I just didn't feel comfortable with it because I understood the history. And we've been in their position before. And you never count a wounded beast out. You just don't. Hopefully we learned our lesson. Well, this one is even just as crazy as Dallas' situation was. Don't take the cheese. Quarterback, I don't give a crap about any of their injuries. I have nothing to do with that. I'm in complete slaughter mode. I don't care who they put out there. We need to be focused on going in to slaughter them and get the hell out of there. For our fans and the people that are going down there, rally captain and crew already heard from them. You know, Tailgate Ted, Road Warrior. Man, they down there. They doing the rallies. It's number one. That's the number one road trip. B. Mitch, Finley and the boy, they're going to be on the road. Grant Danny taking the road trip. Hey, man, it is on. And New Orleans, French Quarters, hard to beat. Max, you, I could see you in New Orleans.
Yeah.
You're built for New Orleans.
I think I am. Bourbon Street, I'd have a great time.
Oh, you built for it.
Yeah.
No, you are. You're built for it. And, man, I could see. I'll tell you what, man. There's so many guys that I could see in that situation. Awad, he loses his mind.
Oh, absolutely. You kidding me?
No, he'd have to have a chaperone.
Yeah,
he
absolutely
would lose his absolute mind. The MGM National Listener Line, 1-800-636-1067. Coming off the bye, now what? No excuses. Team rested. And I'm looking forward to seeing Lattimore. I have no expectations because I'm not going to drag what he's done in the past here. He's going to be thinking a little more about this new assignment, more so than he did with the old team, because he knew everything. I trust that they did this the right way. Why would you rush somebody so valuable to your future? Because if he's healthy and can play, it allows you to do some things that will really help us improve our ability to stop the run. That's the importance of him. Because if he can handle his business, then it allows you to add one more human being in the box to help you run. We got to play the run better. Blind man can see that. We got to get that going better. And it helps you. Shout out to Brother Pete Methurst, always in our prayers. And keep fighting. And, man, you talk about love, Army, Navy. Man, that Methurst, I think of Pete even more so with Army, Navy. Army, Navy game, man. And all the insight that he brought with his professionalism and his passion for it. It's big. NFL, man, these games. Max, did you get a chance to see any of the Niners Rams?
God, I wish I didn't. But I sat through the whole game and I hit a couple bets.
Oh, wait a minute. You sound like a man that didn't take the Rams to win.
No, I did. I took the Rams plus +3. We hit it. And I took tie at half too, so it was pretty penny for me.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and by the way, on tie at half for Army Navy on the under. Take it.
Max, you play with the big boys. I like it.
Oh yeah, have to. But,
I like it. I like
yeah, Rams Niners was it was certainly a football game that was played. That's my assessment of it. It was a slugfest.
Yeah, we're going to have it had something in it that you don't often see. And that's when a pro, and especially a linebacker, refuses to go in a game.
Yeah, that was nuts.
That's you know, even for an old dog, kind of got me.
That's unforgivable.
I was like, hold it, Slim. Now, that's initially what I thought. And then I kept saying, one thing the age gives you, and I hope that LaHuel is listening. I think he's on the lineup card today.
He sure is. He comes on right after you.
Right. Well, if he's there, again, I always caution. You know, I go out and hopefully he makes it in because he has quite an aggressive nightlife. So I hope he's.
It's true.
You know, when I believe it, when I hear him in the building.
It's fair.
But for a linebacker, and the most, I guess, pretty much consensus of the most off-the-chain individuals on the team play that position. And you just don't look at a guy like that. Call of Duty comes, he walks away. I'm like, what? And at the time, you know, I couldn't even... It didn't hit me well because I couldn't digest it. And luckily, so Devontae Campbell walks away. He ain't like he no chump either. The boy can play. He can play. So I had to call on the closest thing to an absolute savage that I have a personal relationship with is Mr. Harvey. I said, because we got to bring experts to you. Who the hell am I bringing? A lollipop? How would a lollipop even know? There's a few people walking the planet that can relate to that. And we're lucky because we got one. And he will he'll join us today. And then who else are we going to ask? You know, playing Madden doesn't qualify. Playing in the NFL, for most of us, don't qualify. You kind of got to have been a linebacker. So when you're going short, you've been hitting the skull far more than most. And I can't wait. I cannot wait to get Ken's breakdown on this because it's hard for me to... I can't. So when you can't, you go get somebody that can. And we're lucky. Be able to do that. 10 o'clock hour, we'll do that. A guy who's lost, I mean, his screws are all over the place as well. Because running backs, they have to go and attack linebackers. They got to block linebackers. Lamar Jordan, Heisman Trophy coming up. Is there a cause? Is there any question in your mind about the Heisman?
Heisman? Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's a big one today. Full disclosure, I'm a Travis Hunter better. But
What don't you bet on?
See, that's the thing. Well, Jaden Daniels is the year we're looking for.
I'm saying, man, go for it.
Yeah.
I'm going for it. Hey, man.
We seem to be doing all right so far this year.
Your presence on the BetQL system, we all for it.
But yeah, so Travis Hunter was my pick, but Ashton Gentry's just had one hell of a season, man. It's so hard for me to make a case against him, so I won't, because there are a lot of bad faith arguments getting thrown around in both directions. Yeah. But it really, if one of them wins it, it's going to be either one of them. But
so with that, I think we can all agree on.
Yeah.
There's no third leg in this race.
No, like Cam Ward, no. Dylan Gabriel, no. So I'm just kind of excited to see where the committee goes.
Cam Ward, and I give Ward a lot of credit. He had the nerve to say, he did it really smooth. He kind of threw it out there like he said he was the best quarterback in the world. And I go, really, I know I'm not trying to measure. What I think and say is not going to measure up with the masses intentionally. But I always measured the quarterback. That guy was always playing in the biggest games. What's odd for me is if you all that in the bag of chips, what are you doing home watching everybody else play?
Damn right.
That usually don't match up. I mean, now it does happen. I think anybody that sees Joe Burrow play, whether you like him or not, he's in every argument about the best quarterback in football.
Oh, he's having an MVP season.
No question about it.
Yeah.
Now the question is, will the knuckleheads that have the juice in this, will they do the right thing? Because it's hard to do the right thing. It's easy to follow people.
True.
It's easy. Winning is it. Love the Chiefs. But a blind man can see they've not played their best football. They just win. They know how to win. But that's not the best offense out of the hell. They've been better and better and better. But if you're not recognizing what a dude is, put him in a bad situation, he's still hard to beat. This dude Burrow, man, is ballin'. And anytime, I love it when people get these arguments about a number one receiver. Half of you wouldn't know a number one receiver if he walked in naked in your house. You want to know what one looks like? That boy sits in that hands down. Now, who else do you see do that?
18 in Minnesota.
Thank you. Who else? About it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Thank you. Y'all need to stop throwing this crap out. I know you can't help it. You mess around listening to these 27-year-olds run their mouth. I get it. But number one, man, please. What these boys are doing now, I'm not blaming the rest of the field. I'm just saying it takes two to tango. You can't be a number one because you can't throw the ball to yourself. You need somebody dishing to you. We're going to have so much fun around March because, it's not that time. It's not that time. G in the shop is up, folks. Let me tell you something. Look out. Oh, my goodness. See, one thing about when AWOD, has a personal appearance or he's doing a networking event or whatever. The 9 o'clock shift, it's cool. It's all good. But then I know I lose G because, 9 a.m., kind of early, when you up. But G, man, talking about another Cam Ward, 6'8 all-met player for Largo High School, going to Michigan. Oh, who is it, Spartan? Going to Izzo. Uh-oh. Okay. G throwing it out there, the info. I love that. I mean, our community understands, man. They understand. We've got people hunting for talent 24/7. And I know that's where it came up with. It's in the water. And I get it. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Max is on controls. I'm gonna hit on X. You guys been doing a great job, man. Canine Nation, obviously off the chain as always. Loyalty with that, just a commitment to excellence goes beyond saying, just relentless. Absolutely, the group that's going to New Orleans. So Travis Hunter, you know, when a man goes both ways. Now you're right, brother on the blue turf. Hey man, and you know who could end up with him, Max, next season? And from a professional standpoint,
could be a lot of teams.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Sick to my stomach, I'd be.
Well, they understand talent.
They do.
I'm just saying right now, who needs a running back more than Dallas?
Give me, let me look at the board.
Okay. I'm just saying. I know, and again, you say, what do we care? We care about anybody that we haven't beaten. We keep our eye on everybody. Our focus is on New Orleans, but we keep our eye on them.
I don't think he lasts till 12, where Dallas is projected right now, though.
Who's saying they're going to stay at 12?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm just saying, throwing it out there. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You know, we bump it again. Travis Hunter, it's just hard for me, a brother who just do, he's starting on both sides. People say, is he going to do it in the NFL? Depends on who his coach is. Depends on who his coach is. Depends on the team. Best guy goes to worst team. Who's worse? Who do you think will be go first? Could be the Giants. Could be a number of people.
Be the Raiders.
Quarter of the league is awful.
It's. I'm staring at Tankathon right now. You would not believe how many 3-10 teams there are. 2-11. Yeah, no, two 2-11s.
Yeah, no, it's all. Look at the. I keep Chris Berman. He just put it in my mind. The Norris. I keep calling the Norris. But Minnesota, Green Bay, Detroit, as much as we Jones on the Bears, I mean, see, being number one ain't all it's cracked up to be. You think if Caleb Williams could do it all over again, that he would tell the Bears, no thank you?
At the time, it did look like the best situation a rookie was going to end up in a really long time, and now
not if you did your homework.
Well, that's true. Not if you knew that Matt Eberflus was a fraud, like a lot of people did. But
well, it's not even if beyond Matt, it's the upper tier.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It starts at the where
at the very
top.
Absolutely,
the TOP, brother. They're running it like the Bengals. They run it like a grocery store, like a general store.
Yeah, it's true.
If so if you don't have your manure in order at the top, how in the you know what? Nothing else matters.
It's true.
Do they have more talent? I think they have more talent than we do.
Yeah,
personally,
I think you're right.
I really do. But what is it amount? It's rotten. It starts at the top.
Yeah.
And anytime I knew it. When they didn't go after the man who played in Chicago, who I think is a monster as a coach, and he's at Michigan. He wins the chip, and he's a former Bear, and they got a personality conflict. They did him a favor because he'd have been tied. He would have done it.
Yeah.
Harbaugh's low. He's a Bear. He would have done it.
They don't want anybody who's like bigger than a personality, a head coach who's bigger than the organization. So that the Bears are just kind of.
Stay stuck on stupid.
Exactly.
Who does that remind you of?
Oh, man, I'm so
glad.
The
other team is down in Irving, Texas.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
You know? And then you have this meteor-type event, a cosmic event, when Bill Belichick goes back to honor his dad. You know? So think about it. 1-800-636-1067. You talk about having a whole bunch on your plate. The question is, do you want to eat dessert or the entree? Stay with us. DOC, Max, here on The Fan. Welcome back. Overtime here on The Fan, Team 980. The MGM National Listener Line, 1-800-636-1067. Carolina Blue is what they call it. Somebody got to tell me, but I wouldn't put it past Dr. Sabah had a little bit of influence and kind of got the coach to come down there and get with the football team. Any truth to that rumor, Dr. Sabah?
Well, good morning, Doc. I tell you, pleasant surprise. I got on the up and I lit. I said, "Oh, Doc is on." And yes, sir. You know, Bill Belichick. He was not sure. You know, and then they sent him a list of alumni, and Sabah was on there. He's like, "All right, well, if that school is good enough for her, it's good enough for me." So I think that's how it went down.
I think it's all legit, and I think timing's everything. And again, I just not forget who was just there and who is still there. I guess we'll coach the bowl game.
Yeah. Freddie Kitchen.
It's going to be interesting.
I've been chiming in with you and Chris and about this. When I first heard it, I'm like, nah, there's no way this is happening. And then I was like, well, maybe. And then, you know, listen to the Inside Carolina people, and they're like, guys, this is like real. Then I'm thinking he's using it as leverage, you know. When I saw the press conference, and obviously with his history with his dad coaching there, and I'm not. He didn't mention this, but I'm pretty sure he has a grandkid that's a student there, probably his girlfriend's best friend. But anyway.
That's real. That's not just you're not just doing it. That's true. I mean, I think all of it matters. It call it family. It feels good. Right. The connections are there. Yeah. And they wouldn't have been there with any other place.
Right. And you know, what's that song? Do you rather stay with the one who loves you or go to the one you love? Mm-hmm. You know, in a way, you know, Caroline is just grateful to have him. But I think it's also symbiotic, you know, where it's elevating him, too, because he's more human now. He's willing to, quote, dumb himself down to the college level, which, you know, when I told you before, college is really pro. So I think the irony of all this is he's not changing to the college level. He's having the college game change to him. Carolina's going to be different. They're going to treat it like an NFL team. And he said that on Pat McAfee's show. He's not keeping it a secret. But I think a lot of the mainstream guys out there don't understand that's really what's happening. He's going to transform the Carolina football program to be an NFL.
Doing it.
But he's just going ahead. You know, Carolina's always resisted. You know, it's always been like Hubert Davis. I want a guy that comes here and unpacks his bag. You know, well, Hubert, things are different, and your team's 4-4.
Like Clemson,
and you're going to be on your way out
Clemson.
If you don't change.
Like Clemson.
Right. Yeah. Right. So eventually, that's not going to work. But I'm super duper excited. And then I wanted to chat. And our schedule next year is very, I think our really good team on there that we play is Clemson at home and SMU. I think they're both at home. But can I chime in about the Chicago Bear and Caleb Williams kind of situation? You know, he did go into the best situation. He had the best talent out of all these rookies. Okay. Well, Drake May went to the worst and Caleb Williams went to the best. And Jaden was like second worst, I'm thinking. And Bo Nix is probably second best. Does that make sense to you? You agree with me there?
Well, I just think the coaching,
And the team. Yeah, the team, like what they had in the cupboard. Denver wasn't horrible.
Bo Nix's offensive
line wasn't horrible, but their situation was like Chernobyl. The way that
Jackass, the
Jets, it was just ruined. All three of them are pitiful situations. Left by inadequate and imbeciles.
Chicago had talent.
It is because it's got ownership. Its ownership is cancerous. So whatever you say, I'm not giving thumbs up for anybody that's poorly run from the top.
Well, that's why I agree with you there. Because, listen, my guy, Mitch Trubisky, UNC-er, he took that team with Aaron Rodgers and Matthew Stafford in the division, a division championship. Playoffs twice, but yet they kept saying he wasn't good enough, and they ran him out of town because they thought Nagy was the guy. Then they ran Nagy out.
We already went through that. It makes me nauseous just even talking about it. And it's the Bears, so
So they became the new Redskins, I think.
I don't want to ruin the holiday system.
Yeah.
Let's go and beat New Orleans.
Thank you. We will. I don't have any doubt about that. Oh, that's not even going to be close.
We're going to go to break on that. Mark out in Landover Hills. Stay with us. Be patient. Thank you, doctor. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Overtime. On the doorstep, New Orleans Saints, a lot of the Commanders faithful. If you're ever going to go on a road trip early, New Orleans is a place you want to go early to and enjoy the road trip. It's going to be crazy. Can't wait to get on X and check it out. Mark in Landover Hills, thanks for being patient.
Always patient for you, Doc. You're the best, buddy. It's like a breath of fresh air when I hear you and Max commiserating in the morning, buddy. There's nothing like it.
What's happening?
Hey, Doc, real quick. First off, man, this game scares me a little bit because if we play down to the level that the media is making the making the New Orleans team out to be, I think if we played the Police Boys Club, they might boat race us, buddy. So it does scare me a little bit. We need to go in there and get that synergy going, brother, because we need to crank it up to get that bandwagon going once again for that end of the season run that you know about, my friend.
Well, this is, you know, after you drop the drumstick, anybody that tells you anything other than beware simply doesn't know what they're talking about. And you don't blame them, because why would they?
Yeah.
You're not going to learn this. This is not a game board you're playing right now. This is hand-to-hand.
No,
we've already seen the last time we got over our skis, we got beheaded at home by a team that was worse than New Orleans.
Yes, sir. We sure did, Doc. And we beat them one more time, my friend. And they'd better straighten up and fly right. And like you and I talked about the last time, hey, they better get that synergy going earlier and rock all four quarters with it, because these people act like we're going to win three out of the four or two out of the four. Hey, nothing, very little is written in stone with the game of football.
I don't blame them for wanting.
Yes.
Of course, a fan wants our team to win. And so nobody's wrong for doing that.
No,
it's just that you would hope, you just don't expect to have cheerleaders actually hosting shows.
Yes, this is
that's
true.
The part that's the part that's disheartening. You know,
well,
you want it to be,
Doc.
unless it's team generated.
That's right. That's right, buddy.
If the Commanders own you, then you're a spokesperson for the team. No problem. We get it.
Yeah. That's
but
right,
I think
Doc.
That most of us would like, we're adult enough, understand and respect the game enough, we'll make our own decisions. You just give me the facts.
Doc. That's true, Doc. And one more thing, my friend, and I'll get off of here so you and Max can continue. Hey, Doc, what you're talking about is integrity and honesty, and that's what all fans should want, because then when you do aspire to the top as you have done, hey, Doc, that's much more appreciated. And one more thing, because you always bring honesty and integrity to the airwaves, I want to say, Doc, one more time, like I said, a breath of fresh air. Thank you for bringing up one of our friends, Mr. Pete Medhurst. Pete,
absolutely.
If you're listening, buddy, I'm going through something similar. Fight, Pete, as much as you can. And, Doc, I'll get off here, buddy. I know you have other callers. And thanks for giving me information about Pete. And hang in there,
absolutely.
Pete.
Absolutely.
Take care, Doc.
Well, we'll add you to the prayer list as well, Mark. Hey, man, this is the way it is. Everybody has the right to state whatever's on their mind. Bring it as strong as you can bring it. But, my goodness gracious, nobody has to force you to listen. That's why I say, hey, man, that free speech, people, you know, lost limbs, died over that. I believe in it. Let's go for it. But for goodness gracious, we got people, man, talking about playoffs. I'm going, my God, you're 3 weeks removed from being beheaded at home by a backup quarterback. And I'm listening to people talk about, like, this is a hole in one, all guaranteed. They don't have this guy. You don't know who's going to play, and you shouldn't even care. We should be focused on how we play, what we're going to do. Can we consistently put that ground attack going, ground and pound? Can we throw and catch the damn ball? Can we execute at a really high level and protect? I mean, all the things that we know what's up. And run these people out of the stadium. That's what I'm looking for. I'm greedy. I'm looking for, I need a route. Because I really don't have the patience nor the keeping your blood pressure at a certain level, going through no drag down fourth quarter nail biter. I mean, it's just ridiculous unless the team is worthy of it. I just think we're better than New Orleans as we speak this week. It doesn't mean squat till we prove it. Got to prove it. And I think the boys are ready. You say, well, where do you think that? Just based on how they dealt with the bye week. They went back to training camp mindset. And it's all about those little things, step by step, fundamentally. May have picked up a little more speed on the edge, maybe. Maybe. Got to deal with the injuries. That happens. But I have no reason to not think anything other than the best is possible. Army, Navy, we know that's exciting. That is strong, strong, strong. And our prayers go out to Noah Brown. You know, that is, you know, Eckler. Now, some of the good things I heard all week on this station and these stations is true. Noah Brown, with Eckler out, don't sleep on that. That's a lot of production. Eckler is, I love this dude, man. He's a baller. Oh, boy, makes plays. He makes plays. Should've, woulda, shoulda, coulda, words or lose, I know. But, man, if we're more disciplined on special teams, do you know our season starts off with about a 100-yard kickoff return for score? That's how close we've come. We've been in it, man. We've been around it. Noah Brown, internal injury, that's nothing to play with. Don't rush it. Don't rush it. You're going to like K.J. Osborne, too. I think that's somebody that I trust him already because they pick him. They didn't pick him because they like his smile. They pick him because the book they had on him, they've already researched him. They feel good about that. So, you know, I feel good about it. When you trust your front office, good things happen. You don't have to worry about, oh, did his mother go to school with somebody's friend? Ain't going to be none of that. This is strictly a football decision, in my opinion. And so that's a good thing because these guys know, they know what they're looking for. The biggest problem you have with most clubs is that they don't identify what type of people they want in their program. Joe Gibbs made that very clear. Everybody that's good makes it very clear. And then they live up to what they say. The con men keep wishing, giving you promise lists. And then they extend it as to how long it's going to take them to do it. Which is smart. Because then you buy into it. And before you know it, it's 3 or 4 years later and they've done nothing. The guys that come in and hit the ground running, they hit the ground running. And it's amazing. But these records, oh, just are just unbelievable. We'll take a call. We come back. Kirk out in Ashburn. And B out in Haymarket. Hang with us. Appreciate the fact that you canines are always present. And we love that. Max, take us a break. We'll come right back. And keep talking ball. Get set, man. Commanders at the Saints. Welcome back. Overtime. Pre-game prelude to the real Burgundy and Gold pregame. Be on the road tomorrow and excited about all of that, getting the crew together. Countdown to kickoff. We'll hit a pearl. Earl Forsey generating. That's when I know, man, it's game day. When I hear Earl kicking things off. We got so much going on, man. OBJ cut by Miami. I'm proud of all of you. I thought that would be on the doorstep today. When I opened up the mailbox, I thought that would be it. But oh, thank goodness you guys are.
You just wait till noon, Doc. You just wait till noon.
No, you're smart enough not to have taken that bait.
If you look at his tweets, no, he's not.
Yeah, Pickens out, Pittsburgh, Philly. Classic matchups. Again, following the drumstick, what do you expect? Shout out to the Capitals, too, man. I love winning and winners, and I can't move forward without giving them a shout out because they earn it, and they're just going out, and they're doing all this while the great eight men's. Now, you know you're cooking. You are balling when you start elevating your play and you're competing and your dude is off the ice.
There's so much fight in this team. It's awesome. They're never out of a game. No matter how down they are, they're never out of it.
Now, here's what we have to do as a fan base. DMV in the water, all of that. Show them some love.
Have to.
Don't let this go by the side. Don't run around chasing your tail when you've got a group that's doing everything you claim you're all about. That is grit, toughness, speed, fight, everything. All embodied in what they're demonstrating every time the puck hits the ice. This is what they do. So let's stand up now and let's step up our game. Because they're doing everything we claim we're all about. Winning, toughness, fighting to the end, all that. Really? Well, then make sure we show them some love. That's all I'm saying. Make sure we show them some love. Kurt out in Ashburn. Welcome to Overtime.
Thank you, Doc. Good to talk to you as always.
Hey, man, good to have you aboard.
Thank you. This is good timing because I just want to say about the Caps that they don't have anybody among the league leaders, neither assists or goals, but they have several people that are in double digits already. And that's part of their strength and why they don't miss Ovi that much yet. I don't think they will. They really look good. Those guys on the NHL channel, they just think they say the Caps are for real. They're doing all this without Ovi, and I'm really looking forward to it because I'm an old rink rat. So.
No, it's awesome.
Sorry, go ahead, Doc.
No, go ahead. No, you're right. I'm just echoing your sentiments. Yeah.
All right. And also, last week, yesterday and the day before, a lot of your colleagues here were talking about, is this a must-win game for the Lads? Well, I think when there's only 17 games, I think they're all must-win. Some people didn't like using that term.
I'm with you.
Both. I'm older than amino acids. I'm 77. Every game is a must-win for me. I don't have that many left.
Well, I disagree with you there, but you have a sense of urgency.
Yeah, I do. You're right. And also, I got a real quick thing I read about the other day. That, you know, there's the Yankees, Red Sox, Dallas, and Washington. The probably top is Alabama, Auburn.
Yeah.
And 1 year, the game was in Alabama. The Auburn marching band is out on the field, and like they traditionally do, they spell out the name of the school. Auburn.
Yeah.
That's fine. Next spring, a totally different shade of grass comes up and forms the word Auburn because all the band members had seeds and their pockets and so on. They spread them when they form those letters.
Oh, that's
I think that's clear and harmless.
Yeah, now that's good. That I didn't know. I appreciate that seed. Yeah, this retaliation, I love the fact. With all the transfer portal stuff that's going on, NIL, I'm shocked that these kids still care and that there is a sense of tradition. So it caught me off guard, and I'm glad because I thought that was gone by the wayside. I'm happy that they care enough to identify with something bigger than themselves.
Yeah, I agree. But it can get carried away, as we know. This is one of the rivalries can do it. 1 year, an Alabama supporter went to Auburn, and they had these four historic, they might have been oak trees. And
I remember them all. He poisoned them. Yeah.
You remember them?
And he should have been put in prison. They should have locked him up.
They should
have locked him up. Hey, brother, good chopping it up with you, man. Stay strong.
Thanks,
and you're still a baby. Keep telling yourself. You keep telling yourself you're an old man, you're going to become one.
Too many people say you are a baby. They don't mean it complimentary.
Well, that's all right. The hell with them. Hey, man, thank you. Appreciate that. K9 for Life. And we love it, man. Our people are spirited, man. We understand what it's all about. And all we want to do is end up in the winner's circle. And in order to do that, got to stick to the principles. Top of the hour, man. We're going to get, look, a lot of stuff going on. We're lucky, so lucky to have so much content. But when a dude walks off a field and quits on his teammates, that's odd. Ken Harvey, the great one, joins us top of the hour. Let's kind of mix it up here on The Fan.